It seems these days that a wife leaving her husband for another, or a husband leaving his wife in the same way, is pretty much considered to be a lifestyle choice. How can that possibly be? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. There was an article in my newsfeed the other day entitled, How to Have a Successful Divorce. Really? Look, I get it. In some instances, abuse, violence, repeated infidelity, divorce ends up being the least worst of all the bad options. But this casual view of the bond between a man and a woman in marriage, the most important of all human relationships, is an incredibly tragic thing. Anyone who's been on the receiving end of adultery can tell you that. And it's the same when we, on the one hand, profess to believe in God, but on the other, flirt with things he says are wrong, in effect, cheating on him. James chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think the scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he's called to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. Look, either you believe in him with all that you are and choose to live your life for him as best you can, or not. And when that tug of war between your worldly ways and his ways all gets too much, listen really carefully. He gives us even more grace. You're not alone in this. Hang in there, because that's God's word fresh for you today. I am so passionate about seeing you live in the victory over your sin that Jesus died and rose again to give you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. I'd love to share more of God's word with you, because the word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. Amen. Again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.